Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, president of Schneps Media, and today with a true power woman. I'm so delighted to be sitting in the home in beautiful Palm Beach of Daisy Soros. Daisy is now a very accomplished woman of 94, but she lets people know because her life is so accomplished, she's not afraid to say, I'm 94 and counting. But she has made an extraordinary difference in our world. She and her husband, Paul. So at the Paul and Daisy Soros Foundation.
Fellowship
for
New Americans.
So New Americans have been helped for 25 years with grants of almost $90,000. $90,000. I stand corrected for being able to further their education. And over 800 young people have been able to further their careers thanks to the Paul and Daisy New Immigrant Foundation. So please, everybody, I am so happy to be chatting with the woman who helped create this, Daisy Soros. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm so delighted to have this chance to share your life journey with others. You know, people look at me and say, oh, you have all these newspapers. I want to be like you. And they don't realize the work it takes to get there. And Daisy and her husband, remarkably, started very humbly meeting each other in line at the cafeteria of the school that they were going to, having lunch and fell in love. And Daisy, you know, your journey with your husband, Paul, started very modestly. Tell us a little bit about how you both met and came to be together.
Well, we were both students. We lived in New York at a place called the International House, which was started by the Rockefellers 100 years ago to promote international understanding and learning how to live with different background people and different ideas and different cultures. We had 500 Americans and 500 foreign students, and it wasn't just a dormitory situation. It still exists. It is on Riverside Drive in New York City, and it teaches international understanding. We have leadership programs. We have incredible presidents, starting from President Eisenhower.
Who were students there?
The presidents. President Ford, Henry Kissinger. It's a very highly educated institution. And that's where I started my career in New York. And friendships are formed. People from many different countries get together and have a chance to exchange ideas. There are students from every discipline. And if you don't know about it, please do look into it.
I know, but I like hearing about you. Forget the Institute. I'm sorry, but I got to go back a minute, because Daisy was born in Hungary. And during the war, when the Germans were being attacked by the Russians, was hidden away in a nunnery.
Correct. But I did not become a nun. I did get married, and I have children. I have grandchildren, and I have great-grandchildren. My husband died 10 years ago. He was an engineer, a very brilliant man.
But I've got to stop you there, because he was always brilliant, but he wasn't always so enormously successful. Tell us about how he started his career, because you lived in Jackson Heights in a little apartment when you first were married.
Yes.
How did his journey begin to build his business?
With my help. No, I'm joking.
Of course, with your help. Good man must have a woman to help support him, make him possible.
No, I heard it other way. I heard it that behind every successful man, There's a little woman who
schnook. No, that's not us. We led the parade.
Anyhow.
How did he start?
He started off having a job in engineering. He was actually supervising the project. And he built the first transportable crane in the history of
engineering, really.
Engineering,
right?
And construction.
Mm-hmm. So wait a second. So he was in, was it Chile? Where was he when was in the minerals, pushing the minerals? Because he had to get company needed to park their minerals to the port, and to get it there and then get it to the port was the challenge that he met.
Well, he invented a system which was totally a new idea, where the port goes to the ship instead of the ship going to the port. And that was a huge invention. It was in a lot of magazines.
But it started with one port, and then he got contracts with many others, right?
Yes, like most of these businesses are like that. They don't start with a huge amount of what they're inventing. They're starting with one. And if it's successful, they proceed.
Yeah, but I love the story you told me about how he came home. I mean, you had so little because you were married and you had no support from your parents. And he says, I have $20,000 for you.
No, it feels like I have almost $20,000 in my pocket. I said, yes, I heard that before. But he actually took out the money from his pocket.
And that was the first $20,000 he made.
And
he gave it to you.
And this was in 1952. So that was a long time ago. But things happened and things grew. And he became a very, very successful man for his perseverance, with his perseverance.
Wow. And
being ideas. Mm-hmm. And hopefully a little support from me.
Well, you know, she's being modest. She's being very modest. But I do believe that, you know, a life is a journey. And what you do with it is really the quality of your life. And, you know, I lost my daughter, Lara, when she was 17. But Daisy also lost two children. And to get through that, to me, Daisy, was remarkable. And how you carried on. What was the, shall I say, the inspiration, the ability inside of you to carry on?
My willingness to live, because I like life. My curiosity, what life is about, or what you can accomplish or not accomplish. And how many people you get to know, how you get to know human nature, different cultures, different ideas. And all that fascinated me. And I wanted to be part of that.
You had in other words, you didn't want to kill yourself.
Exactly.
Did you ever think of killing yourself?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
You were sad, but you felt you had to go on.
Absolutely. And I did. And I'm quite proud of it.
Well, not just proud, but we as citizens of this greatest city in the world, New York, are in your debt and your husband for creating the Paul and Daisy Soros Foundation that is helping.
Fellowship.
Well, fellowship. Thank you. Fellowship. I must say it right because it deserves to be said right. But I think what has happened with that fellowship came out of your husband being an immigrant. Talk a little bit about what came to be evolving from his own life and your life being immigrants and your great success to create this. What happened to gave you the idea to do this? The fellowship.
What created the fellowship? One morning, I was actually talking to my husband that we were very fortunate and we should try to give back in a certain way, having had no idea in what form or shape we would be able to do this. I knew one thing, he didn't like his name on buildings. That was not his type of way of helping other people. And we were both quite humanitarians. And when he came here without any money whatsoever, but like a camera on his shoulder, he said if somebody would have just helped him out of giving him $10,000, his life would have been totally different, because he really lived for a while a hand-to-mouth situation, because at that time it was impossible to send money out of Hungary because it was under communist regime already. So he said, let me think what we can come up with. And he came up with this idea to help educate people who have the brain and the talent but don't have the means. After talking to several people from several fellowships, like the Rhodes, like the Watson, like many others.
The Rhodes Scholarship has great gravitas in terms of it helping people, and that was something you saw was working, right?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of them who are working, and they're doing different way of helping. And so we had to get somebody who knows enough about it and who is willing to run this organization, or set it even up and running it after. And we were very lucky to have gotten help and ideas from friends. And that's how it really started. And our first president of the organization was a gentleman called Ilchman, and Mr. Ilchman's son now is going to be one of the speakers at the Four Arts in Palm Beach, as a matter of fact. But without him, we would have been never able to start this wonderful fellowship. He was the one who set down the ideas. He was the one who went to different colleges.
Okay, but you're the one that put up the money. And how much money have you given away so far?
Well, it's a $100 million foundation, and it's in perpetuity. And luckily my children are involved a little bit with it. Even my grandchildren are beginning to be involved, and we are not taking money from anybody else. And I hope it's going to go on for many years.
Well, forever, if the spirit of what you have, and I think you are a woman of great spirit, I think that you are going to make sure that this continues on, because it's such an enormously impactful fellowship. And I'm so glad to be talking with Daisy Soros, who's living a life of giving back. She's a humanitarian, she's a philanthropist, and she is an extraordinary woman who came from a fearful situation during war and lives in a beautiful world now that she has chosen to give back to others. So thank you, Daisy, for being with me.
You're most welcome. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you. This is Victoria Schnepps. Until next time. Bye now.